do. Welcome back, WNST, Towson in Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the postseason that we're not a part of. We're watching baseball every night, getting ready for the Detroit Lions. I know Leonard Raskin's not happy about that, amongst other, not happy spent all that money on the ALCS and World Series tickets. We're gonna get the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out to Pappas specifically because that makes Leonard Raskin very happy. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We had some winners on Sunday up at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. We had a great time up there. Ravens won. Good contest. Great food as well. So get up to Hollywood Casino, support them. We were at Drug City on Friday. I was joined by Luke Jones as well as my one-time science teacher George Shulin at Dundalk High School, talking about science and baseball. Also, my son joined me for my birthday along with Chuck Jacobs. You can hear all of that this week, talking about old fashions. This guy's a little old fashioned. Leonard Raskin is here from Raskin Global, bringing you the American dream. So, where are you on the hangover with baseball and the concert schedule and the football schedule and the scheduling of the scheduling? Because, like, you're a guy that travels, you manage money for people and you manage people for people and all that stuff. But this was supposed to
Baseball's
be,
over.
yeah, it was supposed to be. I
Baseball's
have
over.
tickets for game two. I have tickets for game six.
Yeah, I
We
was
got
gonna
eight.
go.
It
You
all
know,
fell apart.
the boy came home for fall break because he wanted to see his dog. He doesn't care about his parents, of course, but he wanted to see the dog. Came home for 5, 6 days. Thought we'd go Friday night, watch a game five. Didn't happen. Over, done. Got up early Sunday, caught the Ravens. Ugly win. You know, it's amazing. Lamar's stats are really good, and he looks really good, except that obviously one interception, another turnover. But having said that, from the 10 to the 10, they're magic. And suddenly, in the last couple of weeks, from the 10 in, the magic is gone. They fell apart in the red. I guess that's the bright red zone. I don't know what they call it, but it's troubling watching. I mean, it's great to watch Justin Tucker kick six field goals, but it should have been at least four touchdowns.
Well, it would have made the game like it would have been over by 10:30 in the morning had they
Yes,
just scored two of the touchdowns in the first half. And
right.
especially playing, and you know, I'm going to write about this in
That's
my
going to
columnist
hurt.
this week.
That's
Just
going to
playing
hurt
against
next
backup
week.
quarterbacks. They
That's going to hurt next week if they do that against Detroit, because Detroit is looking good. They're 5-1 and they're playing some strong ball. Not only do they have Jared Goff running the show up there, the offense is hot, but their defense is tough. Tough. And if you get threes, they're going to put up sevens. It's going to be a tough night, tough morning, tough day, whatever it is.
We have three of these NFC games coming up. Same, you know, Detroit. We go to Arizona next week. Then Seattle comes in here. This is a little different than Cleveland and Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. And I think the London game is different in that they went over there a week early because they
That
didn't
was
want to have
smart.
the
I think that was
disaster.
smart.
But Lucas talked a lot about the hangover when you come back. When they came back from London in 17, they played awfully
Yeah,
against
well,
the
hopefully
Pittsburgh
they come
Steelers
back
following week.
quickly. Come back quickly. And they didn't choose to have their bye the week after the London trip, which a lot of teams apparently do. But they didn't. So they're coming back to a hot Detroit team. Go figure, a
Well,
hot
this was
Detroit
supposed to
team.
be a homecoming game. They're honoring
Right.
Suggs this week,
Right.
bringing all the play. All the alums are calling me. Hey, Ness, where are you Saturday night? Whatever. I said, I'm at
Right.
Raskin's parties where I'm going to
There
be
you
Saturday.
go.
Come out and eat
There
some
you go.
crabs with me.
That's right. Drop by,
But
have a crab.
this Lions game is supposed to be a homecoming game. I mean, you're a Big Ten
No,
fan. You saw
no.
Maryland put Illinois on the homecoming schedule, and what the hell happened
Oh,
there?
boo, boo. Bad plays, bad execution, bad loss, bad loss. They went out and laid an egg. I think they had the Ohio State hangover. They got whooped, and then they came home, and homecoming was supposed to be a big win, and the Illini jumped up and smacked them. Just goes to show you. Look. The Jets beat the Niners, for goodness sakes, right? I mean,
No. The
the
Niners,
Jets,
the Browns beat the
Browns
Niners.
beat the Niners. The Jets beat the Eagles.
Jets beat the Eagles, right.
Two undefeated teams drop into what? Drop into the Browns with a third string quarterback and drop into the Jets. Just, you don't need to say anything else. It's the Jets.
Jets
They
don't have their starting quarterback. We know that.
have nothing. They have nothing. And suddenly, that's the way it looks. The NFL is not for long. You ain't
Well, you
on
know,
top for long.
I make my picks here every week with Hollywood
Yeah.
Casino. So Christian
Yep.
Horton comes on,
How'd you do?
and this is the first year in
Right.
20 years that I've like done it. And I'm not doing it in the way that normal gamblers would do it,
Right.
right? Like a
Right.
normal gambler with overs and unders. I had a guy, you'll love this. I'm sitting at Hollywood Casino on Saturday or Sunday morning. We're up there giving lottery tickets away, doing our thing with our friends up there. And a guy comes and sits at the bar with me at halftime. And I'm sitting at the, and I had a lot of space. And a guy sits down, he starts talking to me. He didn't know who I was, or he was just,
Right.
he was a football fan.
Yeah.
He's like, I got 17 points with the Titans. And I'm like, how'd you do that? He's like, well, I bet it in the first quarter, once the game started
Right,
and they were
right.
losing really bad, you can then bet in the middle of the
I
game,
know. Crazy,
get
isn't it?
more points. He's
'Cause
like,
it
I
shifts.
felt like 17 points, if they lose by 17, I felt like they would have a comeback. And lo and behold, they
Right,
did. And he got
right.
his 17 points. He sat there, he ordered two orders of mussels, and the mussels look great at Hollywood Casino. And he sat there eating the mussels. And by the time he finished, he had won his bet. And he
There you
sat
go.
down, he said to me, I got 17 points with the Titans. And I'm thinking to myself, he said, that's the way I bet. I watch the game start, and then I bet I see a team get behind and I get more points. And if I believed in the team at the beginning and I get more. So everybody has a system on this,
Right,
right?
right.
Including Harbaugh going over there
Are
early.
you just
Everybody's playing
picking
the system.
games? Are you just picking games or are you picking spread?
So I'm picking spread.
Okay.
No, because
How'd
it's
you do?
legitimate.
Yeah, how'd you
Well,
do?
I want to talk about earlier in the year because we're
Okay.
5 weeks into this. I got off to a rousing start week one, and then I did okay in week two, and then I 500 in week three, and then I struggled a little bit in week four, and then I came back to life in week five, and then this week is the week I got my ass kicked. So
Right.
I am 6-7, right? I can't even get to 500 as
For the week.
six and eight. Excuse
For the
me.
week.
Yeah, I can only get to six and
How you doing for
seven and
six
eight.
weeks? Do you have your total?
Yeah, I do. You ready? I was
Yeah, I'm
43,
ready.
32, and three. And so
Okay.
I was 11 over 500 going into the
Okay.
week. I'm
Okay.
now two under this week. I can still make it right. Pray for the Dallas Cowboys on Monday night if you're
There you
listening
go.
to this.
For the end of the season, you'll be 500 or worse, and the house wins.
I'll be above five. My only goal was to try to be maybe 10 or 20 games over
Oh my
500
goodness, 10
by
or
the end of the
20
year.
is huge.
No, 20
Huge.
over 500 is 1 a week.
I
There's
get it.
17 weeks, right?
I
So if
get
I go
it.
20 over 500, it just means I was one above every week. This is
Oh,
only the
okay.
second week that I've lost.
I
It's
get
only
it.
the second week
I
that I
get it.
haven't been above 500. A
I'm
lot of
with
weeks
you.
I've been 9 and
I'm with you.
5, 8, 5 and
That's
3,
how people
9,
buy
5 and 1.
stocks. That's how people buy stocks. They hope they win 1 out of 10. They hope they win 10 out of 10. They maybe win 1 out of 10.
So what is your philosophy on stocks then? Because I want to turn this into a gambling
Yeah,
segment with you.
look,
So if we're going to
it's
gamble on
gambling.
stocks, and you would
It's
say back in the
speculation.
1980s,
Pure speculation.
somebody not as smart as you would have said to me, Ness, here's where you are. You're at the newspaper. You got a little bit of money. Take the $100 a week at the end of your salary at the time, maybe $50 at the end, because this wasn't a lot of salary back in 1989,
Yeah, sure.
and just buy one share of Coke every week, one share of AT&T, one share of Disney, right? I mean,
Yeah,
there were these stocks that you,
sure.
with consumer products, not knowing anything about like
Nothing.
industrial
Nothing.
or medical or and
Right.
things
Nothing.
behind drugs or buying even Apple back in the day.
No,
You
nobody knew that
know,
name.
blue chip stocks I'm talking about.
Nobody knew the
Give
name.
me your math on this back when you and your wife were young people, when you got married, that if you just would have gone all in on blue chip stuff, and I guess blue chips changed a whole lot over the course of
Absolutely.
times, right?
Absolutely. The names changed. The S&P 500 turns over. Good companies go in, bad companies go out. The problem is when it's a good company going in, it goes in at the highest price possible. When bad companies come out, they go out at the lowest price
Oh, hold on. That's
possible.
like betting on the Chiefs right now.
That's right. So
Right?
you're always betting, buying high, selling low, which is not good. The idea would be the market is where the returns are. The individual stocks is speculating and gambling. You can win. It's wholly not prudent. It's wholly inefficient. If you bought the S&P 500 index or a Russell 2000, which is the small companies index, you own them long. You hold them, hold them, hold them, add, add, add. Good times and bad, you're going to be doing great with no knowledge, no stock picking, no timing, no speculating, no hoping, just big companies, small companies. If that's all you did, you'd outperform 98% of the investors in the country over a 10, 20, 30-year period without question. Without question.
Being safe.
It's not safe is relative, okay? Safe is relative. When I say buy the large and the small stocks, for a lot of people, that's speculative. That's aggressive. That's all stock. So you're in the market. You're buying what the market's doing. But if you just buy it, keep buying it, keep holding it, hold it long, don't change it, rebalance it. That's it. Then over the long term, you're going to produce great results. Now, that's oversimplification. Don't take that portfolio, go buy it, say, I told you so, and you lose a little money and you come back and sue me on the radio. The idea is you can set a portfolio academically to asset classes, own them over the long term without any hunting for the best company, the best fund manager, the best category, the best industry, and you will outperform 98% of the investors out there. Because here's what people do. They buy a stock. They watch it. It goes up. They're happy. They buy more. It goes up. They're happy. They buy more. And then it goes down. And then they sell it. They lose. or something better. This new shiny object comes along. They buy that. But people don't buy Apple when it was. They buy it when it is. And then sometimes it isn't after it is. People make terrible mistakes investing, and emotion gets the best of you all the time. So it's just like gambling. You know, your guy comes in, he waits to the end of the first quarter.
You feel good about the Lions this week all of a sudden, right?
Yeah, like right. You say, okay, the Lions look good. They're 5-1. The Niners look good, 5-0. The Eagles look good, 5-0. You bet them against the Jets and the Browns. And you lose.
Well, I'm like everybody else. I lost on the Eagles. I lost on the 49ers this week.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of other sure shot things that I lost on. Right.
With sports more than the market. In the market, you know things are going to happen, ups and downs. And over time, you can't control any of that. You just hold and watch. With sports, you can't know going into the Niners game that two of their stars are going down. And then what happens when a couple stars in the middle of the game go out? It's like, oh no, the Mr. Irrelevant doesn't have his team around him, and Superman lost his cape.
By the way, the ball was wet too. That's the one thing. The ball was wet. Purdy had trouble just holding the ball, literally.
And then you got McCaffrey out, and you got Samuel out, and then suddenly, like your guy, maybe you should have bet that game after halftime.
Now we're thinking. Let her Raskin is here. He's Raskin Global. He's out at the front of Baltimore Positive. You can find him at Raskin Global as well. He manages money in the American Dream. We talked a little bit about that, but you know, it really is the being in a casino during the day and watching people bet football or feel like they have an angle on football. It's the same thing in your world. People think like, oh, I drink coffee, so therefore I want to buy a coffee stock. Or yep. Like it literally is that way, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And look, if you buy what you know and you have the fortitude to keep it over the long term, you probably do all right. My point is, don't let a broker tell you that these are the 10 stocks or these are the 5 stocks or these are the 20 stocks or the 100 stocks that you should own, because they don't know any more than you do. And I'll tell you this, in fact, they don't know anything. And I'm talking about me included. If I told you, let's just pick a stock. If I told you to buy AT&T, do I have any clue what's going on with their financials? Do I have any clue whether they're going to sell DirecTV or not? Do I have any clue whether or not they're going to raise their prices and Verizon's going to clean their clock? Do I have any clue if somebody at the company is embezzling money? Do I have any clue if the CEO crashes in a jet and the company's in turmoil? You have no clue about anything going on in that company. If you work there, you don't know what's going on in the company. I got news for you. The CEO doesn't know what's going on with the company. If they did, they'd never lose their jobs. CEOs turn over because they're not doing well. They don't know. Nobody knows. Stuff happens. People's habits.
Well, look at what happened in Israel last week that just changes.
Oh, my God.
You know, in one day over the last 10 days.
The world changes.
We're talking about this year with Putin invading Ukraine.
Yep.
Now the Israel situation.
Very bad. Very dire. Very bad. Dreadful situation.
Bad for the whole world. Bad
for the whole world.
Market. Yes.
For the whole world. And oil prices are going to do something as a result of that. You know, what we say is, look, markets are efficient. All the knowable information is in the price of the stocks, just like it's in the price of the items you buy at the store. It's supply and demand. It's all there. And then the thing that changes the prices in the market is news. And suddenly last week on the 7th, we had a horror invasion of Israel by terrorists, killing innocents for their joy. And then you have Israel lining up to destroy the Gaza Strip. And it's going to be brutal. It's going to be ugly. There's going to be a lot of death and destruction. You got countries lining up on both sides. You got people lining up on both sides. It's going to be nasty. It's going to be horrible. And people think war is good for the market. It is not. It's never good for the market. But having said that, if you went back to World War II and you looked at the Holocaust and you knew in advance everything that was going to happen, the atomic bomb, you knew everything that was coming, what would you have done with your money? You would have been out of the stock market. And yet over that period of time, the stock market had an amazing return. And nobody can predict. You can't predict what's going to happen in the market. It's impossible. So, you know, you don't try. You buy asset classes, you hold them, you keep them through good and bad. You add to it as you have capital and you watch over the long term, you make a lot of money.
Leonard Raskin is here. We and I have not talked any baseball and the fallout of what happened last week.
We
did the show together. I was in Arlington. I got back. It was my birthday. I was over at Drug City. You'll hear all of that on WNST this week. So good to have my son on the show. My son did an hour with us. We talked about the drinking and eating and having fun and being in Dundalk and going to Drug City and all that good stuff. Then I ran into Gina Schock in the liquor store. It was like a Dan Fogelberg song. We wound up drinking all night. It was a great time. So with a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, nonetheless, and playing the drums and singing songs on the bar over there. I tried to get through the baseball fallout and like full disclosure, I did not watch game one on Sunday night because I was kind of glued to the football game.
Yep.
I don't want to say I'm out of the soap opera. The Phillies are involved and I got a little piece. I hate the Astros and I despise the Rangers. So I don't care what happens on the American League side. But the baseball piece of this for you and me and Dennis and all the people that I talk about, it's the first time that I can remember, and I even 12 and 14 and 16,
yeah.
This is the first time there's an off season where we're really going to have a hot stove.
Yep.
We really have expectations.
Yep.
There's going to be questions for the owner, even though he's going to buy and not answer them, right?
Who are they going to sign?
It's
who
not
they gonna
even
keep?
Signing. It's going to be about trading.
Yeah, who they
because of
get?
The arbitration with Mullins, with Santander,
with Hayes, a lot of people.
The pitching situation with Gibson going out and the Fugees and the Mateos and the Uriases and then the Kowsers and the Kerstats and the Holidays and Westberg, these guys that are all coming up.
Who are you going to be?
We're going to talk baseball here for the next 5 months, mix
kind
it
of
in
unreal,
with football.
Huh? Hasn't happened in a long time.
First things first, this a-hole better sign the lease. Like, let's start with that,
yeah, let's
and then
get
we'll
it
move
finished.
To everything else. But the lease is important.
Yeah, what's going on? What is
above
that?
And beyond that, how they're going to manage, and this is for you, Leonard Raskin, Mr.
Yep.
Money Guy.
Yep.
How they're going to manage their money, how they're going to manage their resources, how they're going to manage their talent, how they're going to manage their human capital, right?
Yep. Well, they got $600 million coming from the state if they ever sign this deal. $600 million goes a long way to help you sign some players. I don't care what they say. Money is fungible.
It's money they don't have to spend on other things.
That's right. That's right. Well, it's for stadium improvements. We can only use it for stadium improvements.
Can you imagine if you gave me $600,000 right now or $6 million and said, Ness, you can't spend it on your mortgage. You can't spend it on a car or gas.
That's right. It's only for food and health care. For as long as you need it for food and health care. Okay. Whatever.
Medicinal cannabis. Here we go.
Right.
No, but you'll spend it on. You have to spend it on something, right?
Right. The thing is, what you get to spend it on is what they tell you you have to spend it on, which means you don't have to spend $600 million, or as we talked a little earlier, the case of Iran, $6 billion, on humanitarian needs. You can spend it on war, or in this case, he can spend that on the building behind you, so he can build up the area around the warehouse, and he can put nice new cushions on the seats or whatever he wants to do, but he doesn't have to use $600 million of his own money for that, which means he can sign Rutschman, Henderson. He can find one pitcher, one strikeout pitcher. It seems striking out people was very hard in the postseason. I don't know why, but you know, you need whoever you need, and you got good young talent. Look, we talked about it, I don't know, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, watching the International Minor League World Series, whatever it was, the championship game where they beat the Dodgers, the young kids. And it's time to figure out who you're going to be. And they've got the talent. They got the base, let's face it. Up the middle, you got all you need up the middle. Who's going to be your center fielder? I guess that's the question, right? Who's going to play center? Are you going to sign Cedric?
It's not about signing. It's arbitration eligible. It's going to move these guys to $6, $7 million a year.
Right. That's
Mountcastle, ditto. And Santander is really the guy who's going to going to make $12 million a year.
Yep.
And
well, he's made nothing. So he deserves a payday. He gets paid for what he did.
But does that come out of Angelos's money, or do you deal him off to the Tigers or deal him off to the White Sox and try to do something else? I mean, everybody's playing the same game with pitching, but
look,
the Orioles are dealing from a huge surplus of position
players. This is Mike Elias. This is why he gets paid the big bucks, you know? That's why he's getting the big check and the gray hair, because he gets to figure it all out, decide who they want to keep, who they want to go get. Is Shohei Ohtani available?
Well, that's a different price range, and can he pitch at this point as well?
Well,
one thing
knows?
They won't have next year, they won't have Batista as a closer.
That's right.
And the
what
thought
are you gonna
that
do
Gibson's going to return, probably not so
Who's
much
gonna
so.
Who's going to be your closer? Is that going to be D.L. Hall? I mean, is that your closer?
He pitched well in the playoffs. Maybe
he did. He
See,
did.
Leonard's been paying today. Are you on to hockey yet? Are you,
I
you
am.
Ready? You
Caps
are?
Caps lost the first game 4-0 to Pittsburgh. It was debilitating. It was a terrible night. Opening night, new coach, big high hopes. It's going to be a great season. Ovechkin's going to get closer and closer to Gretzky's record. And then what happens? Sid the Kid, the Squid, comes in, scores two goals. Malkin scores a goal, and they lose.
Same
to
names we had 10 years ago.
They lose to the hated Pittsburgh Penguins.
Ovechkin's 38. Who has more gray hair, you or Ovechkin? Can I ask you?
I think we're about tied.
I think
he's got less. I still have more. I'll tell you that.
Well, you're a little older.
But no, I'm talking about hair.
He's got less. He's got
but
less
what
hair.
What he's got is all the salt and pepper. You're absolutely right. But at 38, you know, they asked him when it was over, when it's over. He said, well, he's not having fun anymore. And this is, you talk about the Orioles. Try to make up a hockey team the other night when they played. Pittsburgh is the oldest average age team in the NHL. The Capitals are number two. So you need these young kids that can skate around the ice. I mean, these kids are fast and
talented.
This is
the thing. When you've been good for a long time,
hard
you don't
to get draft picks.
You don't pick one. You don't get Ovechkin anymore. You have to win 12 games a year to get Ovechkin.
But you have to pick from the kids and hope you get good kids. They have this really good kid, this Russian kid, who's now starting at Hershey because he's just not quite ready. They've got a whole different defense core this year. It'll be interesting to see how they play.
And that's something I would do with you. I would go up to Hershey for the holidays, do Candy Lane.
Yeah,
and go to the hockey game.
I'm
that'd be
all
fun.
In.
I'd be good for Hershey Bears game. One thing Leonard is not good for is Depeche Mode next week. One of his favorite. I just learned that Leonard loves Depeche Mode.
I'll be in Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville.
Well, you get a nice bourbon there. We'll send you out someplace decent
I'm,
for that.
I'm going to get some bourbon, and I'm going to watch the horses.
By the way, I had my first ever lifetime old fashioned. On Friday night, my son talked me into it. He said, now that I'm old, I need to start drinking old fashions.
Not
my
favorite.
So I had my first butterscotch old fashioned. It was quite nice.
It's a sipper. I sipped it
and the ice cube melted down.
The big giant. You need the giant cube. You know, when you get one of the, when you start drinking that stuff, you need to go online. And here's what you need to have. You need to go online and you need to get the Death Star mold. Have you seen the Death Star mold?
No. What is
this? You make an ice cube.
It's a Death Star mold.
It's a mold to put water in, put in the freezer to make the Death Star. And it's an ice cube that's, you know, the giant orb that is the Death Star that you put in your bourbon.
It's a Star Wars drink.
Yeah, Star Wars to drink it properly. Well, you can't have small cubes. Because they watered down the
They
drink,
water
and
down the drink. That's
that's not
correct.
good. You
I
need the
learned all
giant.
this. I
You
learned
need the
this on the
giant
air.
cube. You need the giant cube.
See, this is what I talked to Chuck Jacobs over at the fountain and my kid about, because my kid's a whiskey head.
Oh, there you
He's
go.
and people say, "How is your kid? He's 39. He's allowed to be a whiskey head if he wants
Right,
to be." And
right.
I sat
He's
and was
old
a whiskey
enough.
head with him, so it was
He's
good.
old enough.
Get over to Drug City if you like bourbon and rye and whiskey. They know more. They have a club. They have the tasting room upstairs. There was all this expensive stuff around that I don't know better from, and I didn't touch. But they're
Yeah, you
taking me
can
on
drink
that
some
pay.
expensive shots. You can take some expensive whiskey.
That's what I said to my kid and Gina Shock, and we're
You
sitting there
better know the
drinking the drinks.
difference.
I'm like, "You guys have opened a whole new Pandora's box for my drug habits." So,
Yeah, bad news.
Leonard Raskin is here. He follows the American dream and makes sure he doesn't have any drug habits because he's managing your money and other people's money. Tell everybody what you do in sort of a small sample size to say why somebody going to call Leonard. And especially, by the way, taxes due today. If you didn't do it, make sure you get your taxes
Today,
in. There you go.
yes. So we help entrepreneurs and individuals enjoy their life. And how we do it is by helping them understand their finances. And for business owners, buy your time back because you can't do everything. So you got to be somebody that knows how to delegate and how to turn off the switch and have the things you want in your life. And for executives and other people that get paid income that aren't business owners, again, we help you understand what your job is, what your family is, what your life's about. As you said, how do you achieve the American dream? How do you do the things at work that you crush it so that you can do the things outside of work that you want to do? You know, nobody has the guaranteed ticket that they get to old age. We've lost too many clients too young over the years to not tell people that you have to enjoy now. The future you got to take care of. But if you take care of the future properly, you can really enjoy now and have a great life. And it's about the times you spend and who you spend it with and where you do and what you go, all those great things that bring about pleasure, that make going to the job or the company or whatever you do more enjoyable and makes all of life more enjoyable. That's what it's about.
Well, I'm trying to enjoy my life. I got all this U2 information coming back from Las Vegas. John Mayer's here on Friday. The Lions are in town. We've all saved a lot of money on these Orioles. I figured the Orioles getting ousted saved me thousands of
There
dollars.
you go.
At the
That's
very
it.
least,
That's it.
it put money back in my pocket that I can
That's
use
right.
for a 13-game
Something
plan next
else.
year or something like
Something
that.
else. There you
Or
go.
maybe a new pitcher or something like that. Leonard Raskin is here. You can follow him at Raskin Global. I've got the shirt on. He manages money. He's out at the front of Baltimore Positive as well. Probably find them at a hockey game or somewhere in Louisville, Kentucky with a snifter. Maybe Colonel Sanders will run you down there in
There you go.
the Yum brand. He is Leonard. I am Nestor. We got Luke out at the Owings Mills all week. He and I had a great, great conversation about the Orioles offseason as well as all the residue from London and a slim victory over the Tennessee Titans, but it certainly
Take the
beats what we
dub.
Yeah, it's
Dub's a
better than
dub.
we had in 2017,
That's
welcoming
for
all of
sure.
you back from Heathrow or from what's the other
Gatwick.
airport? Gatwick. There you
Gatwick.
go. I flew out of Gatwick, is what I did. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Ravens victories and Baltimore positives. Stay with us.